Thank you, Brother Hyatt. What a blessing it is to be back tonight in the service. I appreciate the songs tonight. It's sure been an encouragement and a blessing to our life. I appreciate the good presence of the Lord. Appreciate the opportunity to be here. Appreciate the good place to stay. Church provided, and appreciate the opportunity to be back tonight in the service of the Lord. Appreciate your prayers last night. Enjoyed being here, and I sure need your prayers tonight. The Lord had helped us. Cannot do anything without His help and without His touch tonight. But I hope we can glean and gather something from His Word that will be a help and a blessing to our life tonight. If you're not saved, I hope the Lord will speak to your heart and you'll be saved tonight by the grace of God. Brother Raymond Cook used to say, nobody has a monopoly on God. Nobody has a monopoly on God. And so I'm glad if He speaks to you tonight, you have the opportunity to be saved just like I did. Just like anybody else did tonight. I'm glad for that. This promise is to you and to your children and to them that are far off and to as many as our Lord God shall call. So if He calls tonight, I'm glad if you'll come to Him. Thank God He said, He that cometh to me, I shall in no wise cast out. Genesis chapter 21 tonight, if you've got a Bible. Genesis chapter 21. I want to begin reading, or actually just going to read the one verse tonight. Genesis chapter 21, verse number 14. Read that in your hearing tonight. Then try to preach as the Lord would direct us. And I sure need the Lord's help tonight. Genesis chapter 21. And we'll look at verse number 14. When you find your place, if you're physically able, if you're willing to do so, I invite you to stand with us tonight. I know you've stood in the song service a couple of times. But by standing tonight, we're simply going to honor and reverence the reading of God's Word. If you're able to remain standing after we read this one verse, we'll pray together. And again, I ask you humbly and sincerely to pray for us. The Lord would help us. Genesis 21, verse 14. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you tonight for the reading of the Word of God.
Yes.
I thank you that you have preserved your Word
yes.
unto this generation.
Yes.
I thank you for the portion you've directed my heart to tonight.
Yes.
And I pray now, Lord, as I endeavor to preach, Lord, to this congregation, that you would have mercy upon me and that you would have mercy upon them.
Yes.
And for a few moments you would hide me in the cross
yes.
and that you would enable me to preach and empower me to preach and permit me to preach and, Lord, literally preach through me the message that you won't proclaim tonight. May the Word of God go forth from these lips of clay in the power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. And may you prepare our hearts to receive that message and that Word tonight. Give us hearing ears, receptive hearts, and obedient spirits. Would you awaken sinners to their need of you? Would you bring them to that place of repentance and faith tonight? Would you stir the saints of God tonight? How would you encourage the discouraged, strengthen the weak? Would you revive us all together?
Yes.
Would you speak to that one that's grown cold and indifferent and walking afar off? And may they get right tonight. I pray, Lord, we can all be bettered by being here tonight.
Yes.
Would you do for us now what we cannot do for ourselves? And Lord, dear Lord, I pray above everything that you'd get honor and glory unto your high and holy name.
Yes.
Lord, what you're pleased and privileged to do in and through and for us. We'll be careful of bowing with the head and thank you and praise you for every bit of it. For what I ask tonight, I ask in the wonderful name of Jesus, amen and amen. Thank you so kindly for standing tonight. Now, on last night, we read out of Genesis chapter number 19, and we read out of verse number 27, where the Bible said, Abraham got up early in the morning to the place. And here tonight we have Abraham rose up early in the morning. Last night we preached on the fact that Abraham rose up or got up early to see, my friend, if the prayer he had prayed had been answered. We understood by preaching last night that this little phrase, to rise up early, or to get up early, was more than just, my friend, a physical act
But my friend, getting up, my friend, at the early hours, but that it carries with it, my friend, that Abraham is seeing the importance of what's going on, and that Abraham is anxious about what God is doing. And in this case tonight, Abraham, my friend, is quick. Or Abraham, my friend, lets no delay come upon him in doing what God said for him to do. I trust tonight that all of us, I cannot leave here tonight saying we have done what the Lord has told us to do. Oh, so many times God speaks to our lives. God, my friend, that talks to us about what He'd have us to do. And my friend, we drag our feet and we are, my friend, procrastinate and hesitate, my friend, about obeying or responding out of what God has said. And so, my friend, we find here an example in this man, Abraham, this man of faith, that when God spoke to him, he arose early, or he arose quickly, or he arose without delay, my friend, in responding out of what God wanted him to do. Amen. Now, we notice in our text tonight that God is required Abraham to cast out or to send away my friend Hagar and his son Ishmael. And so last night, Abraham got up early to see if his prayer had been answered. And in our text tonight, Abraham has rose up early, or he has moved without delay to send away Ishmael. Amen. Oh, God help us. Now we know the Bible tells us by reading this chapter, my friend, about Ishmael and Isaac, about Sarah and Hagar, and how that when Isaac is weaned, that they have a feast to celebrate this. And the Bible says that during this feast, that Sarah, my friend, beholds Ishmael as he mocks my friend Isaac. And she goes to Abraham and says, cast out the bondwoman and her son, for she said, they'll not be heir, or he'll not be heir with my son. The thing is grievous to Abraham, my friend, and the Lord speaks to him, and he goes ahead and casts out Ishmael, or sends them away from him, my friend. And he does it because God has said to do it. It's grievous to him, but he responds quickly and without hesitation and without reservation to do what God has told him to do. Amen. And now we know by reading Galatians chapter 4 that Paul says this is an allegory. That this Sarah and Isaac, this Hagar and Ishmael are the two covenants. Amen. And that my friend Hagar and Ishmael, my friend, were Ishmael's born after the flesh. Isaac is the son of promise. And so he's saying the nation of Israel was the seed of Abraham after the flesh, but Christ and thus those that believe or have the faith of Abraham and receive him as their Savior are born after of the Spirit or after the promise. And he said in verse 29, so that seed of the flesh, my friend, will persecute my friend those that are born of the Spirit. Amen. That's the allegory. But I'd like to make a personal application to this text if I can tonight, if God would help me. way. And I hope tonight that you and I can be like Abraham in sending our Ishmael away tonight. Our casting away our Ishmael tonight. Amen. Now, if you'll allow me just a moment, we'll go back and find out how Ishmael came to be tonight before we talk about sending him away. We know by reading the scripture tonight, my friend, that Hagar, Ishmael's mother, is an Egyptian. She's the handmaiden of Sarah. We know that in Genesis chapter 13, Abraham goes to Egypt. We know that since he come out of her and living in the promised land of Canaan, my friend, he erects an altar to God and God speaks to him. But we find out in Genesis 13 when Abraham goes to Egypt, my friend, he never builds an altar and God never appears unto him. We know in typology that Egypt's a type of sin or a type of living in the world. And so when Abraham goes to Egypt, my friend, out of the will of God, my friend, the Lord does not speak to him. There is that a broken fellowship and communion between God and Abraham. And so it is with every child of God. When we choose to live in sin, when we walk contrary to the will of God and the Word of God in our life, we know our relationship with God is not broken, but our fellowship is broken, and our communion is broken. Egypt, Abraham comes back out of Egypt, amen, and when he does, he builds an altar, and the Lord speaks to him again when he comes out of Egypt. And it looks like that little side trip to Egypt, my friend, doesn't affect Abraham. It had just broken a communion and fellowship. It's all there was to it. But how can I say to you, evidently, Hagar is taken by Sarah to be a handmaiden, and there is some trouble that follows this couple the rest of their life. Can I say to you tonight, sin always has its consequence and its penalty tonight. Amen. So many times, my friend, we look upon sin lightly. And my friend, we do not want to look at it. My friend, tonight, as its wages and its consequence. But my friend, there's always a consequence out of our sin. And my friend, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Anybody hear me tonight? God help us. And I want to say right here tonight, before I go any further and you quit on me tonight, I can say this tonight. We are blessed tonight because the Lord has not rewarded us according to our iniquities. There is that consequence, but we are blessed tonight because of the mercy and the grace of God. Amen. But my friend, too many in our day want to condone sin and want to look at it. My friend, is okay. And how many times have I heard over to meeting house, well, David sinned and God forgive him. And you're exactly right tonight when Nathan said, thou art the man. My friend, and David confessed his sin. And Nathan said, the Lord has also put away your sin. But he said, because you've left, my friend, a reason for the heathen. My friend, the blaspheme the Lord, the sword will never depart from your house. Can I say tonight, sin always has a consequence tonight. Amen. Anybody listening to the preacher tonight? Amen. Amen. I'm not mad at nobody tonight or picking on nobody. I'm just preaching what God gave me tonight. So stay with me if you will tonight. Amen. And so, thank God, God has promised Abraham and to Sarah they're going to have a son. Amen. But the Bible says they have no son. That promise has not been fulfilled. And so Sarah says to Abraham, take Hagar and lay with her and let her conceive seed and let that child be born. And God upon my knees and maybe it'll make me fertile and maybe it'll cost me to have the child. And he hearkens to the voice of Sarah and does Abraham and it gets him in trouble. Are you hearing me? And of course Ishmael is born, my friend, and now that child has grown. He's 14 years older than Isaac. And if what we understand about Jewish offers is right, the time of weaning for this child was 3 years old, and some estimate 5. So Ishmael, my friend, is somewhere between 17, my friend, and 19 years old. And he's been living here with Abraham. And now he mocks the child. Are you listening to me? Amen. And God kept telling him, that is Abraham, that Ishmael is not the seed. He's not the promised child. He's not the child of the covenant. Amen. Oh, but Abraham wants him to live. As a matter of fact, thank God, in verse 18 of chapter 17, Abraham said, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. Amen. And God reminded Abraham again in chapter 18 of verse 17, I'm sorry, and verse 19, that Sarah would have a son and he'll call his name Isaac. I'll establish my covenant with him, with an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. Anybody listening to me tonight? And then he also made a promise about Ishmael. He said in verse number 20, and I have heard thee concerning Ishmael, when he said, oh, that Ishmael might live before thee, and he said, I've blessed him and make him a fruitful and exceedingly fruitful and multiply him, and 12 princes shall come out of him. Amen. And I'll make him a great nation. Amen. Hallelujah. That was God's providence. That was God's blessings on Ishmael and upon Abraham. Oh, hear me, friend. But there's a difference tonight. Than the blessings of God's providence, than the blessings of His covenant tonight. Amen. All of us enjoy the blessing of God's providence tonight. He's left himself not without witness in that he gave us, sir, a rain, and God in fruitful seasons, filling our hearts. All of us enjoy the natural blessings of life tonight. But there's a difference in enjoying the providence of the providential blessings of God tonight and knowing something about the blessings of His covenant tonight. Amen. Are you hearing me? And so, my friend, though Ishmael has a promise of a fruitful and a multiple, thank God, my friend, a seed in his life, he is not the child of promise. He's not the child of the covenant. Amen. Are you listening to me tonight? It's not enough to sit in church. It's not enough just to be around preaching. It's not enough just to be around the atmosphere that we've been around tonight. But oh, it's good to be around it. But you got to go further than that. There must be, I got a work of grace, a work of salvation, a work of God in each individual's heart. Salvation is personal tonight. Hallelujah. And it's not enough just to enjoy the providential blessing. You must know God. Am I being through the person of Christ? You must come to Christ for yourself and trust Him as your only and all sufficient Savior tonight. Amen. Let me get to the text if I can tonight. Amen. And when Sarah said, cast out this bondwoman and her son. Verse 11 said, this is grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. Amen. Because it's his flesh and blood. Amen. Hallelujah. And because of the promise that God had made to him concerning Ishmael. But God said, you can only have one seed. Amen. You can have only one heir. Amen. And he is not to be heir with Isaac. Are you hearing me tonight? God help us. And what brought this about was the fact that the Bible said, my friend, that Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian which she had born in Abraham, mocking. Amen. The word simply means to laugh. To laugh outright and to scorn. He's laughing. And he is laughing outright. And he is laughing to scorn this little boy by the name of Isaac. Amen. He's a teenage boy. He's looking at this little child. Amen. And he understands that because he's weaned, that now somebody said, this is the covenant child. This is the child of promise. I would, oh, hey God, Ishmael says, not so. I'm the heir. Amen. I've been here longer than he was. I was first born. Hey, hallelujah. I'll have the inheritance. That's what he's saying.
Yes, he is.
And he's laughing. Amen. Now here's something about Isaac. His name means laughter. Amen. And everybody is laughing about Isaac. That's what his name means. When you name his name, it means you laugh. Now notice this. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Abraham started it when he laughed in Genesis 17 and 17. For he laughed within his heart and said, how can he that is 100 and she that is 90 have a son? He laughed. He laughed about Isaac. But you see, there's a difference in the laughter. His laughter was a laughter of doubt. Amen. You know, when somebody tells you something and you just absolutely don't believe it, and you say, ha, ha, ha. You know, and that's what he was. It was a laughter of doubt. Amen. Not only with him, thank God. But in the text of the scripture that we read last night, where the Lord comes by Abraham in the heat of the day, and outside the tent under the tree, thank God, Abraham is standing by the Lord, and the Lord says, I'm going to visit Sarah, and Sarah's in the tent, and she laughs.
Yes.
And it's that same doubtful lie. And God said, Sarah lied. She said, I didn't. God said, yeah, you did too. It was a laughter of doubt. Hallelujah. But in this chapter, chapter 21, hey God, when she finally gives birth out of this son, the Bible said, in verse 6, Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh. Amen. So that all that hear will laugh with me. What's the difference in that life she had before the child's born and after? That first life was a life of doubt, but this life is a life of delight.
Amen.
Right. Woo! Thank God. I mean, it's like what the Bible said in Psalm 126. When he turned the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Thank God, them was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue was singing. Amen. It was the laughter of delight. God had took a 90-year-old woman whose womb, my friend, was dried up and yet brought forth a son in her old age. And she shall have life. Because God has made me live.
Yes, right.
Amen.
Right.
God help us tonight. Amen. I'll tell you, if you ever have the laughter of delight, if you ever have joy inside of you, God will have to make it happen.
Right.
Amen. You can't make it happen As a matter of fact, all the flesh will ever do is have a laughter of doubt. Amen. Ain't not all religion will ever do is cause you to have a laughter of doubt. But if it's true delight, ain't God, if it's real joy, God will have to make you laugh. And how can God make you laugh? By saying, ain't God, what is barren and dead and dry and empty and making it fruitful. Hallelujah. And only God can make your life fruitful. Only God, I can take you as a dead sinner tonight and make you alive in Christ and give you the joy that comes of being born again and being a new creature in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Is anybody listening to the preacher tonight? And so he lies. So now Isaac is being laughed at by Ishmael. Abraham has laughed. Sarah has laughed. She's laughed twice. And she said, everybody's going to laugh with me. But Ishmael is laughing, not in delight, or not in even in doubt, but he is laughing to scorn. Amen. Oh, thank God. Galatians 4:29 said he persecuted. Thank God this next child. Are you listening to me? Some writers think maybe, that he even threatened the child in a serious enough that Sarah said, and Abraham, get him out of here. I don't want him around my son.
That's right.
What she said.
She did. Yes.
Amen. If I'd make the application tonight, let me say first of all tonight, when it comes to salvation, you'll have to cast out or send your Ishmael away tonight. Amen. You'll have to send your Ishmael away. Amen. What was Ishmael? Ishmael was what was born out of the flesh. Ishmael was what was, thank God, conceived and born out of Abraham and Sarah. Out my friend, wrong. A move. Amen. Are you hearing me tonight? And religion will never save you. And you'll never come, my friend, to the joy of salvation by figuring it out yourself, by leaning to the flesh, by depending on the energy, ain't God, of the ingenuity of the flesh, how to make it happen. Somebody said, I can't figure it out. I don't understand it. Hallelujah. You're like Nicodemus, but he said, I don't understand how when I'm an old man, I can come get back in my mother's womb and be born again. And he said, Nicodemus, that is born of the flesh is flesh, but that is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Can I say tonight, you'll never figure it out. You'll never reason it out. You'll never become logical about being saved in your mind. It's by faith. It's a promise from God. And you'll have to send away, I got your religious influence, your self-righteousness, how you can make it happen. You can't do it. You'll have to let God do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody listening to me tonight. Amen. Oh, God help us. Amen. Cast him out or send him away. The word cast out means to drive out from a position. Amen. It means to divorce. It means to banish or to exile. Amen. And sinner, before you ever come to salvation, before you ever get saved, you're going to have to rise up early and send your Ishmael away. Hallelujah. I had an Ishmael. Boy, did I have an Ishmael. See, and I've told you this, some of you, because some of you I'm preaching to for the first time. Amen. But many of you, I've been preaching this, Brother Todd said, for a long time. Several years. But I grew up in church. My mama carried me to church in the womb. And when I was born and began to realize and recognize and remember, we went to church four times a week, every week. For the church my parents raised me up in, we had service Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and Saturday night. Every week. And did so till I was probably 18 years old. Amen. And we went to church every service. Then when they had revival, we went to every revival service. And then my parents was crazy enough that when a neighboring church has had revival, they dragged me over there. Amen to those meetings. And can I say this? In one of those meetings, had an old man of God preach that couldn't read his name when he got saved in boxcar letters. Woo! Thank God. And preached to me, and God, amen, pointed me out that night. I couldn't hide from it. It was in an August revival meeting at a neighboring church. Anybody listen to me? Woo! Hallelujah. But I grew up in church. I went to Sunday school. Thank God. I had a drive in me. Thank God, in Sunday school, to have all the Sunday school pens, the perfect attendance, and I got them several times. I had a drive in me. Thank God, to remember all the verses that they wanted me to memorize, and I did. Amen. And all the questions they asked, I always found them, looked them up. I got all the pens for that. Are y'all hearing me? I went to church all the time, telling you, in church, all the time. I might have been Bible read at home. Bible stories read. Are y'all hearing me? God help us. I'm listening to preaching on the radio. I'm talking about my life was filled with it. And I came to a point in my life that I was comfortable around the church folk. When they cried, I felt like crying. When they shouted, I was happy for them. Are you hearing me? And I learned my friend how to do and imitate them. I could pray like they prayed. I could even sing like they sung. I'm nothing wrong with that. I'm not preaching against that tonight. But inside of me it built an Ishmael, and I got to the point I told God, I said, God, if this crowd goes to heaven, I won't have any problem. I'm as good as all the rest of them. Are you hearing me? And it wasn't until that night that I was willing to send my Ishmael away that I found Christ precious in my life. Hallelujah.
Are you listening to me tonight?
Woo!
Are you hearing me tonight? Hallelujah. Now here's a popular statement of our days. Here's a popular statement in our days. In all religions, there's folks that are going to heaven. If that's so tonight, then why am I preaching Christ is the only way?
That's right.
He either is the only way or he's not the only way.
He is.
Hallelujah.
He is.
There was one seed. There was one individual that was to be the heir. And that was Isaac. Woo! If you're dependent on a Baptist church membership how to get you to heaven, you've missed it. It's an Ishmael tonight.
Yeah.
Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Right.
If you're dependent on yourself, righteousness, your morality, your do's and don'ts to get you to heaven, you've missed Christ. You need to send your Ishmael away tonight.
Yeah.
Are y'all hearing me tonight? And I told God that many times, but thank God for the gospel. My friend preaching that pointed out that I was a sinner, amen. That I was guilty, that I was under condemnation. I was using the wrong measuring stick. I was measuring myself to everybody else, and I couldn't do that and be right. I had to measure myself up against Christ, and when I measured myself up against Him, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and there's none righteous. No, not one.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
And I found myself chief of sinners, and the night I got saved, I never will forget that boy standing beside me, a young lady standing beside him. She went to the altar during the invitation and began to pray, and about the third or fourth verse, he looked at me and said, "Don't you think, Lord, to go pray for her?" I said, "I can't until I pray for myself. I can't pray for her." I sent my Ishmael away. I bowed in that altar, said, "God, I'm a sinner. I'm going to hell. I'm under the judgment of God. I need forgiveness. I'm grown up in church. I'm a church kid, but I've got to have something more than that. I can't face you like I am." And I felt, I know that He forgave and saved me by His wonderful grace.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So I say tonight, when it comes to salvation, you're going to have to send your Ishmael away. Amen. What you have done or what you are doing in the energy and the understanding of the flesh or the carnal mind to try to be saved tonight.
It'll never happen. The carnal mind is not subject to the laws of God, neither indeed can be. Amen. Oh, to be carnal minded is death. Are y'all listening to me tonight? Oh, hear me, friends. And the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us that are saved, it's the power of God. Hallelujah. Bless His name. Hallelujah. Got to talk to this young preacher. I had another young preacher come the other day. He said, I've got a hold of this, these other things, this Greek New Testament. I've got all these other things. He said, what I want to do, he said, I'm running upon folks that I work with and it's coming out with these ideas. And he said, I want to be able to go back to these original and go back to the Textus Receptus and the Greek and give them something right out of that. Hey, man, I got to go back to them and straighten some out. Oh, hallelujah. You don't have to. It's right there. Woo! Bless His name. If you never do understand Greek, hallelujah. If you never do read, I got some. My friend, that was from the original. Hey, God, you've got a copy of the Word of God tonight in this King James Bible, English speaking Bible, and it's true. Hallelujah. It's inerrant and infallible. Hallelujah. Woo! Bless His name. And if it ain't, we might all will go to the house tonight. But God has preserved His Word. Woo! Woo! Just like He preserved His Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, I know He's delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. And with wicked hands they took Him and nailed Him to a cross. But God loosed the pains of death, for it was not possible that He should be holden of it. God turned Him out. God turned Him loose. Are y'all hearing me? For He did not leave His soul in hell, neither did He suffer His Holy One to see corruption. He preserved it, and He's preserved His Bible. Hallelujah. And He's preserving His saints. Until that day, that's God. He's a God of preservation. Hallelujah. You see, your faith cannot stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. And the seed and the heir could not be according to the flesh or what Abraham and Sarah and Hagar worked out. It had to be according to the promise of God. It had to be according to faith. Hallelujah. Am I making any sense to anybody tonight? And sinner, salvation is by faith tonight. I'm going to make a statement. Some of you are going to run off and be mad at me. It ain't even by feeling. It's by faith. Amen. And your feelings will never produce one lick of faith. But real faith will produce some feelings. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless you. Are y'all listening to me tonight? Hallelujah. Thank God. Faith is a positive response to the voice of God, to the Word of God, and to the revealed Word of God. And are y'all hearing me tonight? Hey, faith ain't just taking this Bible and saying, I believe it. Hallelujah. Faith is God making it real to your inside, and then you acting upon it. And as a sinner, all you can do is repent of your sin and trust Christ as your only Lord and Savior. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank God. That's why.
Hallelujah. And what you'll have to do is come to that place that our dear friend Brother Shaver came to. When he got under conviction and he prayed, and he prayed at church and wept and wet the carpet, and I've been right there and preached in that church, and he'd get down under the bluff of that little river canyon, and he'd pray down there. And he'd pray over here, and he'd pray over there, and pray in the woods. Oh, finally just got right down the middle of his living room and said, Lord, live or die, sink or swim. Amen. Hallelujah. If I go to hell, I'm going trusting You to save me. Woo! Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Thank God. And arose, thank God, with a newness in his heart. Thank God, walked out of that a little 12x60 trailer, got in his automobile, drove up to the bootlegger's house, and then he visited over and over and over and over on a daily, usually on a daily basis, knocked on that door, and they slid open that little window and said, "Can I help you?" He said, "No, but I can help you. I just got saved. I just got the Lord." Anybody hear me tonight? I'm telling you, friend, I cast away your Ishmael. Send your Ishmael away and take God by his word tonight and arise and come to Jesus and cast yourself on his mercy and watch him do a work that you can't do tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank God.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Send, rise up early to send your Ishmael away. The more you try to reason it out and figure it out and understand it, the more confused you're going to get. You just rise up early and send your Ishmael away. I want to say secondly tonight, we need to rise up early and send our Ishmael away when it comes to sanctification, separation, service, whatever title you want to put on it. That flesh, that is born of the flesh, is always going to persecute that's born of the Spirit. And again, I remind you what cast out means. It means to banish or exile, to drive out from a possession. It means to divorce. For Sarah said, "He shall not be heir." The word heir means you occupy. And here's how you occupy: by driving out previous tenants and possessing in their place. Amen. Where the flesh did rule, now the new man in Christ rules. Where the carnal mind ruled, now the new man in Christ rules. Put on the old man. Put on the new man. Bible's full of it, isn't it? You know this to be fact. Here's what it is. If we're saved, here's what God does. When we come to Christ and we take our place at the cross with Him and die with Him, God reckons the body to be dead because of sin. Amen? And He reckons it dead. Now we have to rule it dead. He declares it dead and we have to make it dead. Somebody said, "Well, I can't do that." No, you can't. But because of the Holy Spirit that's been put inside of you, you've been raised to walk in the newness of life, and you'll yield to that Holy Spirit. That's what gives you the power to mortify your members. And what I'm saying, preaching tonight is to cast out your Isaac or your Ishmael, or send away your Ishmael tonight. Amen. That issue of the flesh. Amen. That carnality, that old man and his desires, that anger, that bitterness, that wrath, that clamor, that malice, all of that stuff. Are y'all hearing me tonight? I'm preaching out of the Old Testament, but I'm preaching New Testament doctrine tonight. Amen. And I wonder tonight, have you rose up early to send your Ishmael away tonight? I wonder, have you responded to the voice of God how to send away or to cast out from your life of my friend that wants to occupy, that wants to take a place or a possession in your life? Amen. And the Spirit lusteth against the flesh, and the flesh against the Spirit, so you cannot do the thing that you would. Anybody hearing me tonight? And the more you allow that old man, the more you allow the spirit of that flesh to occupy and possess your time, your treasure, your talents, your thoughts. Amen. The more defeated you'll be. Thank God. If Isaac is to be the only seed and the only heir, hallelujah. Oh, if you're to be made conformal out of the image of Christ, if you're to live in victory, thank God, if you're to have fathers and joy, you'll have to rise up on it and send your Ishmael away.
Yes, sir.
Anybody listening to me tonight? Amen. And that concerns all. That concerns the spirit of the flesh. Amen. Wherefore, having these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Anybody listening to me tonight? Hallelujah. Don't think I'm preaching wrong here. Hallelujah. Now, I know I'll preach this in this day and they'll call you a legalist. Amen. I'm just preaching, thank God, of the way to spiritual victory tonight. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me tonight? And I'm telling you, thank God, that that's born of the Spirit, that promised seed that's inside of us tonight, my friend, that new creature in Christ, for Him, my friend, to have preeminence in our life, for Him to be alone, the one that we have our allegiance to. You'll have to send your Ishmael away. You'll have to cast him out tonight.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I'll say a word tonight about this sent away. When Sarah first told Abraham, said, I caught Ishmael mocking. And it will. The flesh will mock the things of God. When you first get a conviction, that flesh says, oh, you don't have to repent. You don't have to get right. You don't have to believe that. And then if you get saved, then that flesh will constantly mock. Well, you don't have to do that. You don't have to live like that. You don't have to dedicate yourself to God. You don't have to separate and sanctify and commit and dedicate. Anybody listening to me? Bless His name. Someone said, how do you know it's right? Well, because this Bible says it is. And then I had some pretty good examples growing up of some old timers that walked that pathway.
Yes,
and they had the power of God on their life.
Yes,
and I said, I want that power. Yes. And I realized to have that power, I had to follow what this Bible said and send my Ishmael away and cast him out. It's the only way. Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes.
You see, Ishmael did not mock Isaac until he was weaned. They dwell together all right, but when that child was weaned and come off the mother's breast and off the mother's milk, then he realized this child standing on his own two feet posed a threat to him. Oh, I'll tell you, to be His disciple, we got to deny ourselves and take up our cross daily and follow Him. And the flesh don't like that. It wants to be the heir. It wants to occupy and possess. But we got to cast out and we got to send Him away.
Yes, sir.
So the only heir is the promise. Hallelujah. Oh, bless His name. I know that is. The Bible said the thing when she said, cast out this bondwoman, for she shall not be heir with my son. The thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight. The word grievous means it was caused him to tremble and to quiver. And it means that he was displeased. But that's just when his wife was talking. But in verse 12, God said, don't let it be grievous. Don't tremble. Don't quiver. Don't be displeased. Do as Sarah hath said. Hearken to her voice. For in Isaac shall thy seed be called.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The only one that I'm going to call is Isaac. The only one I'm going to bless with the covenant. Woo! The only one that's going to be blessed all nations is Isaac. So you might as well go ahead and send Ishmael away. Hallelujah. Because it's in Isaac that the covenant and the promises, and he'll be the seed. Not the one that you brought into this world. Not what you've done. But what I do. Are you listening to me? Oh, God help us. Hallelujah. And so though it was grievous, the Bible said in verse number 14, he rose up early in the morning. He moved without hesitation. He moved without delay. He moved, my friend, without any further discussion or argument or let me sit down and figure it out. He just said, all right, God, if that's what you say, I'll do it.
Yes.
And so here's where we're back tonight. Preached all around it. I'm right back to where I started. Are you willing to rise up early? Are you willing to quit shuffling your feet tonight? Are you willing to quit hesitating? Are you willing to quit dragging your feet or delaying tonight? And rise up early and send your Ishmael away tonight. Sinner, are you willing to come tonight just as you are and take Christ just as He is tonight? That's what you do. That's salvation. And oh, saint of God tonight, are you willing to rise up early?
Yes.
That is to do, move without delay tonight.
Yes.
And put from you and cast out from you and send away from you that tonight that would hinder, oh my, the Spirit of God from blessing and using you, that would keep
That's
you
right.
from having the fullness of fellowship and communion that
right.
God wants you to have.
Yes.
Are you tonight? Amen. No delay now. No hesitation. You've drug your feet long enough. It's time to come. It's time to send your Ishmael away. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Will you do it tonight? Will you do it tonight? Everybody stand, please, across the building.